I had my first introduction to the book Getting to Yes. I hope many of you have had the chance to read that book. The book Getting to Yes in the ninth grade when I began the program Model United Nations. And if you know about the program, you'll understand why we needed to read the book Getting to Yes. Model United Nations is a program in which students, high school students, take on the position of a particular country around the world. They're given that country's policy, and then they're expected to negotiate an agreement based on that country's standards and expectations and policies. So in the ninth grade, we were given a book on negotiation, Getting to Yes, a book that's given out to most businesses at the beginning of their orientations. And what we were taught is that the authors of the book decided to write this manual about how to get to yes in the most amicable way. In whichever situation you find yourself, whether you are in a disagreement with family members, whether you're in a disagreement in the workplace, on a global level, when countries are at war with each other, how do you come to terms and make an agreement, make a decision in the most respectful, agreeable way? I was flipping through the book, and in the second edition, the authors added 10 questions at the back of the book. And the last question I found to be the most interesting. The question is, can you enter a negotiation with someone else if you know that person is more powerful than you? And if you just try to answer the question, you might say, no. This person's obviously higher than you, whether it's in stature or resources, lineage, whatever it may be. And yet what the book says is that absolutely yes. If you know that someone is more powerful than you, the way to establish an agreement with them is by getting to know them. It's by getting to know their position, their side, their passions, their hopes, their dreams. And once you connect to that other person, the idea of power is not erased entirely, but the issue of respect enters the picture. We see an interesting negotiation that happens this morning in our Torah reading. And you know the negotiation. Abraham speaks with God and tries to negotiate in the saving of the righteous people that he hopes are in Sodom. But what we don't see is the story that's in the Midrash. The Midrash explains that before the negotiation, Abraham went up to God and said, God, I have to talk to you. If you expect to create a world, then you cannot expect strict justice to prevail. And if you want strict justice to prevail, then you'll never have a world. So what was happening? Abraham was trying to understand God's position, and he was trying to have God understand him well before the negotiation took place. So yes, God, this omnipotent, omnipresent force, obviously more powerful than Abraham, how do you negotiate with such a being? Well, you get to know each other. There's a Hasidic story about Reb Zalman and his brother. And what we're told is that Reb Zalman was much shorter than his brother. And he was the older brother. And this infuriated Reb Zalman that he was shorter, and yet he was supposed to be more powerful because he was older. So what he did was, one day he pushed his brother into a ditch. And he stood over his brother and said, see, I'm more powerful than you. Well, his father saw this and told his son, here's a chair. Stand on the chair. So he stood on the chair and he said, yes, once again, I am taller and more powerful than my brother. And his father said, you're missing the point entirely. What I'm trying to teach you is that in order to make yourself more powerful, you shouldn't have to lower anyone to a lesser standard. You shouldn't have to push someone down in order to make yourself feel powerful. Rather, internally, you should stand on a chair and elevate yourself. But if we pair the midrash with that story this morning, what we learn is that the way to elevate yourself, the way to negotiate an agreement with someone that you think is more powerful than you, is by getting to know that other person. This morning we learn that if you get to know the other side, if you begin to enter into a disagreement, hoping for the outcome to be respect and pride and mutual admiration, even if you disagree in the end, you elevate yourself. And in elevating yourself, what you're able to do is inch closer to getting to yes. Shabbat Shalom.